Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
As we look at the occurrences on Pentecost, we see that the miracle that had the greatest and lasting effect upon those present was that of hearing the Word of God. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They soon forgot the miracle of speaking, but they could not forget the miracle of hearing. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Not everyone who has the physical ability to hear sounds with their ears is given the gift of hearing the glorious good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But oh, what a wonderful demonstration of God's mercy is visited upon those who are enabled to do so. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Many heard with their ears. Only those who were appointed to hear with their heart rejoiced and magnified the word of God. A man may repeat syllables, whether unintelligible, as in the case of modern tongue speaking, or quite lucidly set forth among the more sedate. But one cannot duplicate the gift of hearing, for it is sovereignly dispensed quite separately from audible sounds. There are any number of schools that men can attend which can teach them to preach, supposedly as they would define it. But there is no school nor scheme of men that can cause men to hear. Going through the motions of preaching, however eloquent and scholarly, apart from the sending of the messenger by God, is no more useful to the sons of God than is the contrived speaking in tongues by those who clamor for recognition and miracles. God does not hear the prayers of men because of their much speaking, nor are men enabled to hear by the copious preaching of men, who go where they have not been sent and declare any message which is not Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul clearly stated the importance of the public declaration of His word, and the end to which He is often pleased to send it. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed. He defines such preaching as having one message, the preaching of the cross. He declares a similar theme to the Romans. How then shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Many are those who become enamored with the concept of preaching and preachers and inadvertently think that it is synonymous with hearing, yet such is not the case. He does indeed use the preaching of the gospel to bring life and immortality to light, but only to those whom He grants the gift of hearing that same gospel, spoken not by the tongues of men, but by the quickening power of the Spirit of God. Faith is bestowed by the Lord through hearing, and not by preaching. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. So it is not the sound of speaking which we desire, but rather the opening of the ears of those who hear that sound which is sent by God to accomplish the exact purpose for which it is sent. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The gospel message, while elucidated and more clearly defined in these last days, has not changed from the beginning. Even as the Lord described the first and greatest commandment, the Lord our God is one Lord. For when Christ came into the world, the Lord said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye Him. The manifestation of Christ as the true and living God, clothed in flesh and blood, is the very centerpiece of that which the Lord would declare. Even as Peter testified, and the Lord revealed to him the origin of his hearing. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Have you heard him? He said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.